Hello, this is Taya again from Egypt. It has been a while, yes, but on the other hand, I have finally decided what my podcast is going to be about. And surprise, it's not going to be a culture. No, not culture. Why not culture? Because I don't go actually to places that are that interesting. And I don't want to be that kind of person who opens Google and Wikipedia and tell you the information you can get from there. It's going to be boring, to be honest. So I decided that whenever I go to somewhere, I will definitely make an episode about it. But in the meanwhile, we're gonna talk about topics that we mainly relate to, and we can also review some great books that can have benefits in our life, but we're too lazy to read. So yeah. Let's go. I want to inform you that from the next episode, we'll be reviewing the book of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, written by Stephen R. Covey. It's like the first national bestseller, it has been that, and over 10 million copies were sold. So it's a great book and really, really interesting. But like, I have the Arabic copy between my hands, and it's like 482 pages, which is like too much for people to read, and especially lazy people. So I decided that from the next episode, I maybe read parts of this book and like tell you the highlights and the main points, so you don't have to go through all these pages. But for now, let's talk about a very important, a topic, which is promises and resolutions we write. There are two types of people, to be honest. People who write these promises and the list of goals and stuff like this before New Year, and there's another kind, which is people who write these things on their birthday, okay? And since my birthday is actually in June, I write in both. I write my promises and my goals in both. So I write them every 6 months, which is great. But what happens next is the following, and it actually doesn't only happen with me, but it happens with lots of us, that we put our promises, our goals, and everything, and just we break them after days, not after months, not after like weeks. No, we just break them the following week, or just after several days, we find ourselves back to the zero square. Which sucks, actually. It's actually so bad, and you feel bad about yourself, and you feel disappointed, and then you leave everything, and then you say, okay, then I'll try again next time, next year, which is a bad idea, to be honest. I'm not a fan. Like, I used to do that, really, and I used to wait for an event or like occasion to write my promises, my goals, and what I want to do about my life, which is actually bad. And to be honest, you have the right to sit down now where there is no event and no occasion and nothing important, but today you can decide to write your promises again. Because all you do when you break your promises and goals is that you sit there doing nothing, actually, not taking any steps, telling yourself, okay, I'm gonna wait for the next time to write them again and try again. This is not healthy for you, to be honest. So let's say you're gonna like sit today and write your promises again and your revolutions and your goals, and then instead of telling yourself, I'm going to wait for the next event to write them, tell yourself, I will be done from them by the next event. Like, today we are like the 2nd of July, yes? the 2nd of July. Instead of telling yourself, from today I'm going to wait to like December to write these things and to decide what I want in my life, instead of this, today sit down and write what you want, your goals, break them into steps. Okay, write the habits you want to achieve or to have, and the habits you want to quit. Write all of this and start from today or start from tomorrow, whatever you find comfortable for you, and tell yourself, by New Year, by December, I will have done this. I will have achieved my goals. Instead of waiting to December to start your goals, start today and think that you can. You can build habits and break another habit and achieve goals and achieve results by that date. So for me, I have decided to sit down yesterday and to write my promises to myself, or like short-time goals. And instead of making long-term things, I decided to break it into weeks. Like I'm gonna stick to, like, I want to skip the rope for like 30 minutes a day. So like I'm not going to start by 30 minutes. No, let's say week one, I'm going to start with 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day. By the way, 10 minutes of skipping rope actually burns a lot. If you do it for a week, you're gonna burn 1,000 calories a week. Yeah, I've searched that on Google. Okay? I also promised myself that on week one, I will read most of the book, 7 Habits, which, of course, we're gonna review together. I've promised myself that I'm going to cut junk food like chipsy and soft drinks and these unhealthy snacks for just 1 week. Promise yourself it's gonna be 1 week, and your body and your mind will actually find it easier to cope with the situation. Like, tell yourself, I'm going to quit junk food for a year, and your brain will scream back at you, because really, like, really, your body won't be able to believe what you're saying. Neither will your mind, to be honest. So just tell yourself and keep saying, like, it's just 1 week, it's just 1 week, and we'll go back to junk food, darling. Just 1 week. If you do it for 1 week, I'll give you all the junk food you want. And then after this week, you may eat a little bit of junk on the 8th day and then go back to week 2. Tell yourself, it's just 1 week, 1 week, darling, and we will be back to junk food. Like, your body, with this strategy, will cope better. I used to fool myself, to be honest, while skipping the rope. So I had to do like 200 skipping rope. So I just broke the 200 into 25. And I went, like, I finished 25. Of course, doing 25 skipping rope is just too easy, you know? And your brain say, huh, 25? That's a piece of cake, you know? I'm gonna do this in just like 2 minutes. And yeah, I did 25. And then I tell myself, okay, we're gonna do another 25. You're not exhausted. You're nothing. Nothing is bad with you, my body. So we're gonna make like 25 more. And I do 25 more. This is 50. And I tell myself, I'm gonna do today 100. So we're halfway. My brain, my body, please, we're halfway. We're not gonna like destroy what we have built, right? So I make another 50. I do another 50 skipping rope. And then I say, wow, I did 100. I'm halfway from the 200, but let's not make 200. I know it's exhausting, right? So let's make another 25, and I did another 25, and another 25, and another 25, and another 25, and yeah, I did 200 skipping rope without actually feeling it. Fooling your body and feeling your stupid idiot brain is actually great and will help you really, really in achieving your goal. So instead of putting like, I'm going to do that for a year, I'm going to do that for a month, say, I'm going to do this for today, I'm going to do this for this week, and you'll find your brain saying yes to the idea instead of saying no way. I have actually exceeded my time, so I hope that you enjoy your day. You are listening to Taya, and do not forget that the next episode is going to be about the 7 habits of the highly effective people, written by Stephen R. Covey. See you next time.